Hello. Hi. Dang it.
All right. So right before I hit record, Danny said we're going to do this high thing that they do.
I didn't realize you were starting quiet yet, and I was trying to take a drink, and then I just panicked. And I think I accidentally said it into my beer instead of the microphone.
I think so, but... what's up, everybody? Hi. Welcome to Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills, episode 12. Woo!
Yay!
Madeline is not with us tonight, so unfortunately, you just have to listen to me more.
Ugh.
And I'm Jackson, and I am joined by my friend Danny.
Hey!
Hey! What's up, Danny? What are you eating?
Okay. I'm eating Loaded Bowl.
Ooh, that's a vegan restaurant here in Oklahoma City, right?
It is. It sure is. Speaking of vegan restaurants, last night on my PowerPoint for Paris, I made a big old long list of vegan restaurants there. So.
Oh, nice.
Heck yes.
Are there any?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
I don't know why. I assume Europe doesn't have vegan restaurants.
I don't know if Italy will have a bunch, but I think everywhere else should be fine.
Why is that? Are the Italians just more?
They're very behind the times. In
dang. All right. Shots fired at Italy.
When I studied there, they had just gotten apple juice a couple years before. Like, that just blows my mind.
But didn't they, like, pave the way? I'm watching The Sopranos right now, and, like, their huge thing is, like, Italian food.
Yeah, that's another reason why they might not have vegan food, just because food is so sacred to them, and their traditional food is what they're all about. So, I don't know.
Pasta and gabagool, stuff like that.
Gabagool, yeah. I make the Italy PowerPoint.
What is gabagool?
I have a feeling you're about to find out.
Well, it is meatballs.
I know gabagool from The Office.
I guess it's not a real thing.
Oh, is it not?
I don't know.
What the hell?
It might just be something from Sopranos. And The Office, I guess.
When in the Mafia episode, Michael...
Oh, really?
Brings up, he goes, gabagool.
He must be quoting The Sopranos.
Probably.
Well, that's awesome. I'm not eating anything.
You can pretend.
Okay, I'm eating gabagool, actually.
Wow.
So this episode of Gilmore Girls, I don't know if we're ready to jump into it, but spoiler alert, I liked this one.
You did? Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I didn't care about it much just because I was watching it at a weird time. But
yeah, do you want to describe how you watched the episode today?
So I'm a COVID tester. I do testing. And so I was watching it.
Sorry, I have a question. Do you only test COVID? Can you also test the flu?
We only do COVID. I feel like potentially they might be going on to the flu just because they are cutting our shifts a lot, and so they might switch it to the flu just to give us something else to do, but
yeah,
who knows.
Busy work.
Yeah. But between each patient, I would go into my car and watch a couple minutes of Gilmore Girls.
Nice.
I guess.
Well, cool. All right, let's jump straight into it. What do you think about this opening scene? It kind of opens with Lorelai and Rory in the morning.
Their silent sequence of working together.
Yeah.
It made me really want Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. And like Pop-Tart with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Sounds really
so
good.
Satisfying.
Yeah. I did like how they brewed the coffee straight into the cup, pulled the coffee pot away. Yeah. That was good.
And then just kind of go straight to the source.
Yeah. Although I've tried that before.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, unless I just did it wrong, I feel like coffee doesn't brew evenly. Like, I feel like the first water through is much stronger than the last water through.
That makes sense.
Because I got a very strong cup of coffee when I tried it like that.
Yeah. I bet once the Keurig came out, they were very excited.
Oh, yeah. You know they are. Okay, cool. So then you skip the credits. That's next.
And no! The
next scene, Rory and Lane are going through Lane's new music collection. Well, new purchases.
I didn't know any of those artists.
Really? I've heard of, it was like Kraftwerk or something.
I think the only one I had heard of was, I think they're called the Beatles.
Oh, are they like, oh yeah, they're like a 90s band, right?
Yeah, I think
so.
No,
wait, actually now I don't know if you're joking or not.
We're going to have people screaming at us.
I was just kidding. Do you not know the Beatles?
Yes, I was kidding too. Come on, Jackson.
Good one.
Thanks.
Well, you know Yoko Ono, don't you? She broke up the Beatles.
Apparently.
Yeah. But during this music talk, Lane reveals that she's into Dean's friend, Todd.
Todd, yes.
And she asks Rory to set up a double date. Have you ever done this?
Like, which part of this?
From Lane's perspective.
No.
From Rory's perspective.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't understand. I mean, that was a question I was going to ask Madeline. I was going to say, do people really just like fall in love like that?
Hmm. Well. Sure.
Yes, tell me, Madeline.
Just kidding. That would be offensive.
She always starts her sentences with, well.
Well. I mean, I feel like that's a very big stereotype for like a 16-year-old girl is going like.
I feel like it's definitely in TV shows a lot, but yeah. I don't know if.
Well,
I definitely was not like that.
Yeah, you don't feel like love towards people.
It's true. I don't. Only animals. I hate people. I do fall in love with an animal that fast, though. So maybe.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe you just picture that, but a person.
Ugh.
Ew, gross.
Yuck.
But yeah, because Lane is obsessed and she's only seen him twice.
Yeah, and she was already so obsessed with him, yet she apparently clearly had never had a conversation with him.
Right. Yeah, because spoiler alert, later in the episode, we find out some stuff about him.
Yeah.
But during this, Lorelai is studying for her business school where she has to write about Walmart.
Have they talked about business school yet? Or is this the first that they're talking about it?
They've talked about it like her parents talked about it. Grandmama.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think besides that, this is like the first time we're actually seeing like she has homework.
Right. Yes. Because I think that was in the very first episode. She was talking about being in business school. And that's why she stopped by. Duh.
Yeah. It must not take that much of her time.
Yeah, I guess not. Especially for her to have a full-time job and be a mom.
Yeah. And make dresses when dresses are needed.
Very fast dresses.
But she makes it very clear that she doesn't like studying.
Hates it.
Next scene. Next scene, we're at the inn where Lorelai is still studying. I guess she has like a big test or something, right? Or a paper.
Yes. It's a test.
She has a big test.
Yeah, she needs to do better than the punk that sits behind her.
Yeah. I'm not 18 anymore. I'm a little bit older than that. But there were people even older than me when I was in school last year.
Even older than you. You're ancient.
And shut up. My brother's turned 30 yesterday.
Wow.
It's like, dang, that's old.
That is old.
But
you're old.
No. Oh, you know his name?
Of course I know his name.
I'm going to have to bleep that. I bleeped out your brother's last episode.
Oh, you did? I haven't listened to it yet because I learned I have to give myself time so I can forget everything before I listen to it.
That's smart.
Thank you.
I was just saying I make better grades than the old people and I would feel like better than them. So I see what Lorelai's coming from by saying that. Next scene, we're in the kitchen.
I cannot imagine whipping meringue by hand.
Yeah, she has like an industrial kitchen in here. She surely has an electric mixer.
Seriously, that would take so long and would tire your arm out so much.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I feel like she's always doing something like that when they cut to the kitchen, just some weird cooking thing.
Very classic way, make her look like she's actually a chef.
Yeah. Yeah, because she was making meringue for, what's it called? Something Alaska.
Baked Alaska.
Yeah.
Or little baked Texas and Hawaiians.
Yeah. But while she is manually whipping this meringue, Jackson comes in with a freaking wooden box of carrots.
Like a crate.
Yeah, surely this he has like Walmart sacks or like paper sacks or something. He doesn't have to carry around this heavy wooden crate.
Well, that's not very small town classic vegetable delivery.
I know. I mean, I love the look of it. I love the wooden box.
It's great.
But it's like, how many boxes is this guy going through? Maybe she returns them.
Yeah, maybe he like picks them up or something.
Yeah. But yeah, they just get Suki and Jackson give some very awkward small talk about the carrots.
Is this why he's going to say that carrots have been mealy this year? Because he uses that as small talk when they're at the restaurant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a mealy crop this year, I guess.
I guess so. I liked all of the teal in this scene. We have her bandana. We have Lorelai's outfit. And I think there's some other thing that was teal.
Yes.
See, that's a lot of teal.
Yeah, it's pleasant to look at. Like Lorelai's mug handle.
Oh, yeah.
Jackson's eyes.
Just wow. Kidding. Stare deeply into him.
But then Jackson leaves.
After their very awkward encounter.
Yeah. Extremely awkward.
Hi. 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 And then they were clearly...
But did they do that here too? Or is,
yeah. Because this is where Lorelai like confronts her about it.
Yeah.
Because they have the note that Suki is adorable because she was so awkward. So then Lorelai, after he leaves, Lorelai makes Suki call him.
Right. Because we found out that they still haven't set up the date that they talked about last episode.
You can do it. No, it's still just hanging in the air.
Yeah.
And Suki thinks that since she is the one who asked him, that he should make this next step.
And he probably feels like, oh, well, she mentioned it. Surely she'll tell him when she's free.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Who?
It's very high school. Or no, that's more middle school.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it is kind of Jackson's fault because she said, do you want to get dinner? And he said yes and then just walked out. So like that'd probably be the time to be like, when are you free?
Yeah, when?
Yeah. Just get some very basic details about it.
I'm going to go right now.
Yes. And then immediately leave. But yeah, we find out Jackson has a cell phone. So that's pretty cool. He's doing pretty good for himself.
He is that farmer.
And Lorelai makes Suki call. She leaves a message.
And while she's twirling a wooden spoon through her hair.
Yes. Because she's a chef.
Oh, is she a chef?
Next scene.
We zoom in on Rory reading the unabridged journal of Sylvia Plath.
What's that about?
It's about Sylvia Plath.
Wow. Have you read that one?
I have.
Is it better or worse than the cockroach newspaper salesman?
It was very intense. They're very different stories. But then Dean asks if there's anything about him in the book. And she says, unless your name is Lithium, because Sylvia, she was depressed, and that's like a treatment for depression. Yeah. But I think it's interesting because Sylvia Plath, like one of her suicide attempts was after she got rejected from Harvard. So wondering if Rory's feeling stuff about that.
Because she's about to apply to Harvard?
Yeah, because she really wants to go to Harvard. And Sylvia Plath is this author that everyone knows and couldn't even get in.
Mm.
Sylvia Plath died when she was 30.
Wow.
Suicide.
Oh.
Well, sticking her head in the oven.
Wait, what?
With her kids in the other room.
It's a bad way to go right there.
Isn't it?
When was this?
Maybe the 50s?
So it was like a pretty modern oven?
I mean, a 50s oven.
Dang.
I mean, look it up. I don't know exactly when it was.
I don't want to look that up.
Nokey.
Do you want me to? Sylvia.
Well, no, I don't.
Plath.
Oh, 80s. No. Oh, Jesus. That's not math. 60s.
Oh, that's not math.
Yeah, Casey just borrowed The Bell Jar and read it because that's one of my favorite books. It's by Sylvia Plath. Casey did not enjoy it.
What's it called?
The Bell Jar.
The Bell Jar. Wow. What was I looking up? The year?
When she died.
Okay.
I already did the math.
Okay. Good work. But
hey, thanks.
More importantly, Dean will not stop trying to kiss Rory this episode or this scene.
I was getting so annoyed with him. He would not let her talk.
Yeah. Look at his stupid face.
Ugh. Disgusting.
But Rory tells Dean about Lane liking Todd, and she sets up the double date, which he's pretty hesitant about. Is that because later we find out that Todd's kind of a dummy?
I feel like it's just because he doesn't care much about Lane. Like
He didn't want to hang out with her.
Yeah, she has zero part of his life.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes more sense for Dean.
Yeah.
Okay. Next scene. Boom. We're back at the end. Suki got the phone call from Jackson. And she's telling Lorelai that they set up the date, but the only twist is that it's a double date and Lorelai has to go as well.
Twist. Bum, crazy. Bum, bum. Two double dates are happening in this episode. What are the
same
odds?
Day. Can you believe Insane. That? You're not going to believe what this episode's called. It's called Double Date.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But Lorelai has to go with them with Jackson's cousin, Rune.
Rune!
She's pretty not happy about it, but Suki's
not
like,
as happy. Unhappy on. As he's gonna be.
Yes. Boom. Next scene.
Boom.
We're at the Gilmore house. They're getting ready for the date. Lane and Rory are trying to figure out what to tell Lorelai because they don't want to lie to her, but don't want to put her in a situation that she has to lie to Lane's mom.
Yeah. And it's very complicated because Lorelai has a code.
Yeah.
A code. I feel like it's just her way of trying to be like, feel like she's a part of the other parents' world just because she's so much younger than most of the parents of Rory's friends.
Yeah.
I don't know how to phrase that.
No. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like she, maybe she knows that she does stuff more chill than other parents, but wants to kind of respect the other parents at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, they decide to tell her that they're going to a movie with Dean, and if someone else happens to show up, it would be rude to not ask them to sit with them.
Which I feel, that's
not,
fine.
Yeah, that's not a lie.
Yeah. Things got a little out of hand later.
Yeah. Yep, that's what they agree on, and they take off.
Yep, and then Lorelai and Suki are working on Suki's hair, and I just do not miss curlers at all.
Why not?
Because did you see how uncomfortable that looked? There's these things that have to like poke in your head for so long and just stay there.
When I was a kid, I'd stay at my buddy's house. A lot.
Did you put curlers in your hair?
No, but his mom every night would have curlers in.
I had some friends growing up who their moms would put curlers in their hair every night. And it was just very old school.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool. I think they need to make a comeback.
All right, Madeline, let's get you some curlers.
No, for me.
Oh, okay. I think you might need to grow your hair out a little bit more.
For the audio listeners, my hair is probably about 2 inches tall.
You can post that on Instagram.
Okay, it'll be my hair.
For our 5 followers.
Hey, we are going up.
We are?
Well, we went up to 5. We were at 4.
I've only seen it at 5.
No, we're crushing it.
Are we?
Hold on. How do you see how many followers you have?
Oh, people are liking our stuff.
Let's see. Go to our profile.
Click the picture.
6 followers.
Whoa. You got to follow some more people. You got to follow them to make them follow
Danny,
you.
You need to put in some time on this Instagram.
Give me access to it.
But anyways, Jackson and Rune, his cousin, show up to the house.
But Suki's hair is insane.
Is it good?
No.
Oh, bad.
It's so big.
And it is, yeah.
There's no way she did it that fast. She had just taken the curlers out, and then all of a sudden it was this crazy updo.
Maybe like hair, a lot of hairspray or something to hold it up.
That would help after it's up.
Well, Jackson and Rune start to walk into the house, but Rune is visibly upset.
He's very angry. My first note about him is, damn, Rune.
Yeah, he is not having it.
The size of her feet, how tall she is, how big her nose is.
Her ears.
Ears.
Yeah, he does not like Lorelai. Which, very, I mean, upset. He's not a bad looking guy. He's kind of dressed like a dweeb here with that paperboy hat. But, like, I see where he's coming from. He can...
Sorry, Lauren Graham.
Yeah, sorry. But hey, if the guy that played Rune is listening, it's going to make his day hearing this, you know?
It will.
Lauren Graham gets enough compliments. This guy probably doesn't.
He came on as a guest for this episode of Scott Patterson's.
Oh, really?
Podcast, yeah.
That's awesome. Shout out to Scott Patterson.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead and give his podcast a listen if you haven't yet. We like to support other shows here.
The smaller shows.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's talking very loud. Lorelai hears everything. Suki and Jackson are just trying to pretend like it's fine because they want to go on their date.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. And they take off into the night where they arrive at the French restaurant. This place is fancy.
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know. That
waiter comes back as a different character later.
What kind of character?
He is a friend of someone who dates Lorelai.
Oh, okay. Wait, could that be the same character? He just works as a waiter?
No, because he was friends with Suki. I think I'm thinking of the right guy. I know he comes back later, but I'm pretty sure it's that guy. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Livinger's just super awkward.
College with Suki,
but not the waiter.
Not the waiter.
The actor, but not the actor.
Season 3 version.
Yeah, the season 3 version of this character.
Yes,
but dinner's very awkward.
They never get to order.
Yeah, they never order.
Except
they
Lorelai orders. Is it wine? Keep it coming.
Martinis.
Or is it a martini?
Yeah.
Of course, martinis, keep them coming.
Which I know I've already talked about this, but I tried a martini. They are not good. Just
I
saying.
Want to try one, but I don't. I know I won't like it.
We'll
but
try.
Yeah, this is where we learn that fresh oysters aren't fresh. We'll try what? Sorry, I cut you off.
It's fine. Are martinis French?
I don't are they? Think so.
I'm sure you can order one in France. We'll get one in
I'm
Paris.
Sure you can order one there.
We'll get a vodka martini.
I don't know why I want to say they're Italian, but I don't think they're Italian.
Let's Google it.
Oh, you just do the... London. The way you Google things is very interesting.
Does it make you mad?
No, it's just interesting to watch. Cause like,
what,
for our listening viewers, listening peeps, he... Googles the word and then goes to Wikipedia to find the answer rather than just Googling the question.
Oh, I see what you're saying. What country is martinis from?
Is martinis from?
California.
Martinez. Oh, that country.
Wait, who's Martinez? Oh, okay. It's American.
Who are you?
Well, that's cool.
Huh.
Next scene.
I guess we can order some while we're here.
We'll get some at the airport when we take off.
Okay, perfect.
So we get to the movie with Lane and Todd. And Lane was kind of annoying me in this scene because she just wouldn't stop talking.
She was nonstop. I know she was like trying to fill the silence, but clearly he's not interested in this subject. Move to something else.
Yeah. She was just trying a little too much there. But,
Hey, my comment for this one is that Lane has bad taste.
In what? Music?
Men.
Oh, men.
Possibly music. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you know any of these bands that she named here?
I don't remember who she named here.
Foo Fighters.
I've heard of them, but don't think I've ever heard anything.
Velvet Underground.
Nope.
Beck?
Yeah. I know I'm not one who's allowed to judge people on their music taste.
So she's talking to this guy about her music and he's just not even reacting. I'm convinced this guy took mushrooms before this date because he is just out of it.
I'd believe it. And then afterwards he just loved it so much.
Yeah. It says a little later, but she asked him what movie he likes, like his favorite movie.
Beethoven.
Yeah, he went off about this movie. I've never seen Beethoven.
I remember watching it when I was little. What was it that he spit out of his nose? It was a soda.
I think soda, yeah.
Yuck.
But it's clear that they're not hitting it off. Back at the fancy restaurant, Suki is basically just talking to Lorelai nonstop about memories like they share that Jackson doesn't care about.
Like when Rory made mud pie out of mud and it looked exactly like her fancy mud pie.
That is a good story. I like that one. That's pretty good.
That was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackson doesn't care. Jackson wants to talk to Suki.
Yes.
And does Suki talk to Lorelai?
Which Lorelai picks up on. She pulls Suki aside and says, hey, you got to talk to your date.
They have to go powder their nose. They'll need a lot of powder, according to Rune.
You got to appreciate how vicious he is. Like, he doesn't care. He's not going to stay in this town. He's just passing through.
He is brutal.
He just wants to go bowling.
Except he comes back a couple times.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Sweet. I can't wait. I really like Rune.
I'm good.
But they leave the fancy restaurant to go to Luke's, which I'm curious that went. If they were just like, the waiter comes back, says, are you ready to order? And they're just like, can we get our checks?
Bye.
Because they definitely got drinks.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the waiter was probably happy for them to be gone.
Yeah.
They were being horrible.
They were pretty bad. All right. Back at Luke's. Luke's diner, that is.
Yay, Luke.
Rune confronts Jackson. He really wants to go bowling. He hates this thing they're doing.
Just got to go bowling. And it's a Sunday night. Bowl.
It's bowling night. Jackson is feeling ignored from Suki. He's kind of looking at her. She's just not even looking back. So he's like, starts to say that he'll go bowling. But then Suki says, no, don't go.
Say it isn't so.
And then instantly. And then
Lorelai plants over at the counter with Luke.
She what?
She plants herself on the counter.
Yeah, because instantly Jackson told Rune to take a hike.
Beat it.
Which that was a pretty good move.
And we learn about Luke's secret coffee recipe.
Which is?
He adds a little bit of nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
I started adding nutmeg to my coffee after I watched this, and I started adding cinnamon to it.
Is it noticeable?
It is.
Is it powdery?
Or? Nah. Not gross powdery.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like it.
Not like Lorelai's face after she powders her nose, right?
Yeah.
Gross powdery.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I did not.
Go ahead.
I did not like that Lorelai said, whip up 3 burgers, send 2 over there, and said, give me 1. Like, don't order for them.
I think she was taking charge because they weren't doing anything.
No, but just
they're two adult children.
To order for themselves.
You see the way they do everything in life; it's very not normal.
Yeah,
but I don't like that she said that, And then Luke was like, let's play poker. He didn't cook the burgers.
He didn't. But I thought it was so adorable that they were just sitting there playing together. And then he tries so hard to ask her out.
Does he do it successfully?
No.
Nope. Because when he got to like the last word.
Mrs. Kim came in like a wrecking ball.
Mrs. Kim. So apparently she called the house. No one answered. She called like 3 times.
Yeah, and then called the...
Video rental store.
The Blockbuster of their time.
Hollywood Video or Family Video. Which is pretty cool. She knew where to find Lorelai, huh?
Luke's. Shocker. She probably just could see her from their house.
True. That'd be weird if you're trying to get a hold of someone, you see them across the street.
Yeah.
She's pretty upset.
And informs Lorelai that the kids lied to them.
Which they didn't really lie to Lorelai. I'm not sold on this yet.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Because, all right, we'll get to it. But it cuts back to the movie. It's over.
They leave poor Luke there just standing there.
Yeah, poor Luke. Should we take a minute feel bad for Luke?
Yes.
Should I add like a noise right here? It's like, oh.
Yes, definitely.
Like the Wii bowling?
Yes.
Okay, I'll add that.
Heck yes, I can't wait.
Okay, right here.
Right here.
Okay. Next scene.
Make it log too.
Okay, I'll add another one here. Okay, thanks. Okay, next scene. The movie let out. They basically just get outside to the theater thing when... let me start over. The movie let out and Todd wants Lane to keep hanging out. But Lane's like, nah, I should get home. It's late. And then her mom starts screaming from down the street.
Oh, did it irritate you when they were talking so loudly in the movie about his favorite movie?
Oh, yeah. Lorelai did that with Max.
I remember you getting very upset.
It's ridiculous.
About that.
Kick him out.
Yeah.
So Lane leaves with her mom. Rory leaves with her mom. And Todd.
Lorelai's a babe.
Yes, Todd likes Lorelai. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, but Rory lets Lorelai know that she lied to her so that she wouldn't have to lie to Mrs. Kim. Did we already say that?
No. Good point.
Thank you.
But it's like they didn't. I mean, I guess they like Lorelai knew what they were doing by not telling her they were double dating. Because they just said they were meeting Dean at a movie. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know if
it's lying
the lying part was that they didn't tell her that Mrs. Kim didn't know.
Mm. Or that Lane was going to meet a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel weird about the whole lying by omission thing. Like, I feel like you're allowed to keep things to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you should have asked more questions, Lorelai.
Yeah. I'll just be like, okay, have fun.
Yeah, okay. But we cut to the next morning where Rory, I guess she climbed
side of the house.
Did she climb the tree? Is that how she got up there?
Yes. She tends to have a habit of doing that.
To a very convenient roof right outside of Lane's window. That is.
Nice flat roof.
Yeah. But
very dangerous for teenagers.
We find out that Lane is locked in her room. Todd called, but she pretended to be her mom and said that she couldn't come to the phone.
I would love to hear Lane's impression of Mrs. Kim.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Do you know the actress's name that plays Lane?
Kiko?
I'm doing it again, huh? I should have just Googled actress.
The hardest way to do stuff.
Kiko. Agena?
Yeah.
Come on our podcast and do an impression of Mrs. Kim.
All of that, so you could just say that.
Anyways, as soon as Rory leaves, Lorelai walks into the store.
That guy's in Parks and Rec.
Who's he playing in Parks and Rec?
When Ben starts working for some different company, he's the one who's like obsessed with Ben.
The accountant?
Loves him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy. He's so sweet.
He is.
I always felt bad for him in Parks and Rec.
It was very sad.
Because I just think he's like the coolest guy, and then he leaves them.
Yeah, he got so excited every time.
Welcome back to Parks and Rec with Jackson and Danny.
Heck yes. And convenient because Rob Lowe is doing a Parks and Rec podcast right now.
Look at that. Look at that.
Crazy.
But anyways, this guy we're talking about is just a customer that broke a lamp, and Mrs. Kim is forcing him to pay for it.
Even though it was in the aisle.
Yeah, it was in the aisle. He does pay and then leaves. And what did you think about this part where Lorelai's talking to Mrs. Kim? I didn't know what to think.
I was really irritated that she was like, Rory has never lied to me. She'll never lie to me again. That's a very bold statement you're saying right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically. Then I feel like it's not her place to go and try to tell Mrs. Kim how to parent.
Mm-hmm.
Even though clearly Mrs. Kim way overreacted. But
yeah, but they're not friends. Like, Mrs. Kim doesn't value Lorelai's opinion at all.
She thinks Lorelai is super irresponsible.
Yeah.
So you coming to talk to her is probably going to make her be harsher.
Right. But yeah.
Lorelai was very taking control in this episode.
Yeah, she really was. Even through the date.
Yeah.
But okay. Lorelai and Rory go to Luke's to, I guess, just have breakfast. But Rory gets paged from Lane. Is this right after?
Yeah.
Okay, so Lorelai's words did.
Let's look at the outfit.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is, because she was wearing this blue button-up.
Wow.
Right blue there. Button. And some sweet, like, bell-bottom jeans.
Oh, we're looking at Lane's outfit?
Yeah.
I meant Lorelai's, but that works.
Oh. She's wearing this stupid red coat.
Dang. Oh, yeah, there's that scarf.
Yeah, that stupid red coat. Sorry.
What do you have against the red coat?
It looks dumb.
Do you not like the red coats?
Is that the British? I hate the British. Except for our British listeners.
You guys are cool.
You guys are all right. But yeah.
They want to go to Britain when we're going to Europe.
It's not even part of Europe anymore.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is.
They succeeded, remember?
Not from Europe.
Brexit.
Ugh.
Brexit.
They're just leaving Europe. They're their own continent now.
But Rory leaves Luke's to go hang out with Lane for 15 minutes.
Because she doesn't want to get in trouble for being on the phone, even though Lorelai wants her to be.
I did think that was, she should have stayed and had brunch with her mom. But that's a whole nother issue.
Yeah, but then, Lane's only time she's allowed outside.
That is true. She said order the burger. She'll be right back.
But I think she was planning on eating it on the lawn.
Oh. But then Luke comes up to finish where he left off.
Lukey. But then chicken's out.
Yeah. But he does set up another poker date, kind of. Yeah. Lorelai thinks he's going to ask her out, right? Because she's visibly disappointed that he didn't.
I don't know. Was she disappointed? I feel like it was more of like that was almost really awkward. And then it was super awkward. Because I don't know if she would know how to respond.
I don't know. The way she said you wish is like very.
I think it was just a very caught off guard because he did change it. I don't know if it was. Well, I hope it was disappointed. I hope.
Yeah. I bet she it was. She wants to date him. And
her shirt is real weird.
Yeah. It's kind of. I don't like it. Is that kind of like an Asian style?
I don't know. It just looks like a lot of paisley.
Paisley, some.
And boxes.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. I kind of like it.
All right. I'll see if I can find you one.
Okay. Thanks.
Anytime.
And that's how the episode ends. Very Ooh. Awkwardly.
Very awkwardly.
Cool. Yeah. I really liked this one. I think it's because there was no Chilton, there was no Lorelai. Emily drama.
Oh, yeah.
And there really wasn't any drama. It was just.
Yeah, it was very pretty drama-free.
Yeah.
Very light. And it was solved easy.
Yeah. It was a fun one. And we saw like 6 different places. It wasn't just like all in Lorelai's house. You know, like we got to go around. House?
The inn? The gazebo? Back to the house?
You can't count the house twice.
The restaurant?
Luke's.
Movie theater? Luke's.
Mrs. Kim's.
Mrs. Kim's. Lane's bedroom. Does that count as? I guess that counts as Mrs. Kim's.
That's like 7. Wow.
That is like 7.
That's awesome.
Good job.
Did you like this episode?
I feel like normally I do. Just this time, it was just weird.
Oh, yeah, because you watched it during work.
Yeah, it took me forever to watch it.
Yeah. I watched it with a beer in my hand, cozy on the couch. No responsibilities. So I really enjoyed it.
Wow. Living the life with your cat.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
Cool. Well, you got any other some last words?
No.
Okay, bye. Oh, wait, should I plug? Wait, we should do a proper... Thank you for listening, everybody. Be sure to check out our Instagram, Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. Danny's going to be posting pictures from now on.
If I ever get access. First picture I'm posting is of your hair.
Okay. That's fine.
Did you see we have one comment on our Apple?
On our
like,
Apple?
The podcast? The Apple, like,
oh, podcast. No, I don't even know how to see them. What did it say?
It's at me. It's like, who doesn't like Rory? Like, love the energy, but who doesn't like Rory?
That's so cool.
Whoever that was, hey. Listen to why I say it.
Thanks for commenting. We always like your, we enjoy reading your comments. Keep it up. Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 1.
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit PencilRocketNetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have liftoff. Blue button up.
Blue button up. Button up. Blue button up. Button up. Blue button up. Button up. Blue button up. Button up.